from KQED.
The resumption of same-sex marriage in California came after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Prop 8 sponsors had no right to defend it in federal court. That leaves one major question. Who will represent the voters' intentions when state officials refuse to? As the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, the Supreme Court's decision could have implications for the state's initiative process.
Years of debate over equal protection, over the institution of marriage, boiled down to this. Chief Justice John Roberts and four other justices said the people who put Proposition 8 on the 2008 ballot did not have the right to defend it in court. The proposition's authors stepped into that role after California's governor and attorney general decided not to appeal a lower court ruling overturning Prop 8. Kim Alexander, with the California Voter Foundation, an election watchdog group, worries the Supreme Court's decision could undermine future initiatives.
To decide that the supporters had no standing and therefore could not defend the law sets a new precedent and one that could be exploited by political leaders in the future, by the governor or the attorney general or the secretary of state to simply refuse to defend initiative laws that they disagree with.
Justice Anthony Kennedy had a similar view. In his dissenting opinion, the Sacramento native writes the court's ruling disrespects both the California political process and the California Supreme Court. Kennedy says the decision goes against the basic premise of initiatives, that people, not the government, hold the ultimate power. Author Joe Matthews calls Kennedy's argument a bit too romantic. In his book, California Crackup, Matthews says the problem is California's initiative process is too rigid and too easily abused by special interests. Matthews says the Supreme Court was right to deny standing.
The core message from the majority in the opinion was, California, handle your own business, okay? You know, you created this crazy initiative process unlike anybody else's initiative process, right? And, you know, you should deal with it.
Critics of California's initiative process have been holding up Prop 8 as an example of what's wrong with the system for years now. Loyola Law School professor Justin Levitt says when legislators craft laws, they can air the issues, debate amendments, and reach compromises.
And you get none of those things with the initiative process. It arrives straight up or straight down. Here it is. There's very limited debate on the issues, and there's virtually no discussion of trade-offs down the road.
And that can lead to propositions voters regret or courts reject. Lawmakers, think tanks, and voter advocacy organizations have suggested reforming the process by doing everything from limiting proposition topics to allowing legislators to suggest counterproposals after measures qualify for the ballot. But for a century-old system that's so deeply ingrained into California's identity, any change would be an uphill fight. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.